Oké. Okay. Goed breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, she is here, Louise Carver. Louise, let me tell you, the one thing that I really enjoyed about being in radio is that we get to watch how you set up and do the sound and everything else. And I'm like, you're just like, okay, let's do this, let's check the keys, whatever. And the next moment, you're just like, I'm in Washington, D.C. And I'm like, how does that ever even come out of, wow.
It's how impossible. Are you? It's what we do.
Oh my goodness, like, you say it as if it's like, it's incredible. Like,
no, I was thinking about that because I was thinking about doctors and engineers, and I was saying to my partner yesterday, oh, I've got to get up so early and drive to Pretoria. And he was like, it's what you do. Just do it. Everyone has to do what they do. So
yeah, but let me tell you, you are so talented, man. I really enjoy whatever you're doing. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey? Thank you.
Yes, like, let me
How
tell
are you.
Well, I'm okay. We had a quick discussion. I did not know that you love flying
I
as
do.
Well.
Yeah,
you
would, hey? I do. I'm terrified, but I love that feeling of being terrified. And I saw that you were going up on that little two-seater.
Let me tell you.
Because I still you, baby.
Let me,
no, you started a thing now. This is what he's going to be talking about, like, for the rest of the day.
Let me tell
Louise
you. You have to experience that.
Oh, it's
like,
a gate.
You have to.
Okay. No, I have
I'm
going to
gonna organize it. I've got friends now. Okay. I've got buddies now.
And the cool thing is, actually, I don't know if you said that on your last post or how deep the stalking went, but the guys who we flew with are actually the pilots that went over Loftus with the Bok game.
Yes,
so that's amazing.
These are all the beautiful stories that with the tour, which we're celebrating, all these amazing South African stories and links and connections. And so, yeah, I'm going to do it. I mean, I'm scared, but I'm going to do it.
I'm going to arrange it. I would love to hear you respond
Scream.
After that. It's incredible.
Imagine the sound coming out of that body.
They should record that right there and then. I'm going to have a mic ready. Hey, yeah, that will be a good song. It'll be something like Take Me Up to New Heights.
I don't think you should have the mic ready.
No,
I know a few swear words.
Imagine the backing vocals. You can use it for anything.
Oh, my goodness. So are you keeping well?
I'm really... very well. It's often me, I decided to embark on another tour. I felt at the beginning of the year, everybody was feeling incredibly negative about our beautiful country.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to change the narrative and contribute in the only way I can. Although I did study politics, it's probably not a good idea I take that kind of route.
Crazy.
So I thought, politics. Let me do what I do best, which is to sing, but not just my own songs, to celebrate South African writers and the stories that go with these unbelievable songs, both new and from the past.
I want to start off, and I think we're going to do the traffic and right afterwards, because you've got the keys in front of you and you know how it works on this show.
Yeah.
I know it's very early, but we have to get a song out of you. But there's one song on the promo that I heard. I did not attend the show, but I heard on the promo there's one song that you do that's one of my all-time favorite songs that you do a cover of.
Oh.
And the way that you cover it, can you please do it for us? Is that, you know, like Give Me Hope, Joanna?
Yes.
I heard that you cover that song. So would you please?
Do you want that one now?
Yeah, well, let's do the traffic. Let's do the traffic first. And then right after that, would you start off with that one?
Yes, sure.
Okay, great.
Anything
I'm excited.
Hope, Joanna, hope before the morning come. Oh, give me hope, Joanna, give me hope, Joanna, give me hope, Joanna, for the morning come. Oh, give me hope, Joanna, give me hope, Joanna. Before the morning comes.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Man, that is incredible. Do you ever like go, and I probably shouldn't ask this, but do you ever like go and say, you know what, I'm really good at this. Like, this is it. I'm really good at this. Because you have to. Every single day.
No, my sound engineer actually records the shows, and then I sometimes, if I have time, listen to them, and I'm never happy. I'm just never happy. It's just never happy. I just think, okay, I got that. Oh, why did I go there? Oh, I should have held that note longer. So that's how I work.
How did you come with the arrangement on that? Because, I mean, you do a lot of interesting stuff on the song as well. Was it your own composition, obviously?
Yes. Arrangement,
yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I just do what comes, what feels right for me. So
wow.
I'll take a song and then, yeah, it will just...
But sure. I think also, and we speak about this a lot, just in terms of radio, and I think any career, if you are not a little bit nervous when before you switch on a mic, then you should get out of the game. And it kind of reminds me of that with you as well.
Yes.
I think the day we walk off stage and you're like, nailed it.
Mm.
Every single song, every single note.
Mm.
Then it might be time to go back to politics.
Because you'll never nail that.
No, you'll never nail that. Yeah, I think what I've learned, though, in being in the business for so long is to be kinder to myself and to my fellow musicians on stage after we do the show. So on Sunday, we were at Monte Cassino, and it was in the afternoon. And it's different playing in the afternoon to the evening. It's a whole different energy. And Sims Kula, who's my guitarist and backing vocalist from the band The Muffins, he was so happy with the show. And I just thought there were some things that I wanted to just change. And I just was quiet. I just said, yeah, it was a great show. Well done. Really, really proud of you.
Yeah.
And it's just I just learned to go, you know what? You're not going to get everything right all the time. We're human beings. We're not robots.
Yes.
Yet.
But the thing is, you are allowed to be proud of yourself, especially when it comes to the content and if something is so close to your heart.
This is a different show for me. This is where it does take a lot of the pressure off because it's just like when I shot a music video for Warrior and I was dressed up as a character with a unibrow nochal walking along the streets of Hillbrow at 2 a.m. many years ago. And and I thought, wow, I looked at myself in the mirror and they'd really done me up like a futuristic warrior woman. And I thought, this is one, I don't even look like me. So I can really step out of the way I was raised, like a little conservative, and I can just go with it. And I like those feelings, and I feel the same with the show, that it's really not about me. It's about us and about loving our country and getting through this and being resilient, and this too shall pass.
So the concept of the show, how is it different from the previous shows?
As I said, it's I've chosen songs from other writers that have meant a lot to me growing up, have influenced me, and have got an amazing message. And also those writers that were incredibly brave during a very scary time. Not to say we're not going through a scary time now, but it's a different time.
Yeah.
And it's part of our history. And artists back then, like Eddie Grant, who wasn't South African, but he had an amazing song. And Hope Joanna, for those that don't know, is the metaphor for South Africa, which we need now. And there was Bright Blues Weeping and Paradise Road by Joy.
Oh, wow.
Just and many Afrikaans writers as well. In fact, we were discussing earlier, Paradise Road, come with me down Paradise Road, was written by two Afrikaans writers. And do you have the names there?
I actually do. And I didn't know this until you said it in your show as well. 1979, that's scary in and of itself. Patrick van Blerk and Francois Roos, Afrikaans guys that wrote one of the greatest South African, English South African songs performed by a black vocal group.
Yes.
That
I know.
That's incredible.
It was released in 1980, which was a very tricky time. And how brave were these musicians? And we don't have to use that bravery anymore because we don't have to be worried about freedom of speech. But we do have a job to do right now as artists, whether you're in fine arts or music or on theatre stages, we have a job right now as South Africans is to lift the morale of the country. Because if you drive around like I do and you're reading headlines of newspapers, it is depressing.
It is.
And look, they need to sell papers, but we need to lift spirits. That's
correct.
Our job.
Absolutely. Ach, do us another one, Louise. Ach, asseblief, man, Louise. Nog so enigie daar, man.
Okay, well, this is, I never know what to do, actually, so I just kind of...
Well, you can do anything.
I wing it.
Sharanika's got this saying, you can sing a cook sister recipe. You can sing that as well.
Fine.
And it'll sound great.
100%.
Yeah.
That can be your Paradise Road, written by Afrikaans person performed
brilliant. And I would love to have, just so you know, have included an Afrikaans song. But I've had most of my life, my agents and my PR people are Afrikaans, and they've always said, don't do it. don't do it. If you can't do it properly, don't do it. So that's also how I chose the songs for the tour of what affected me.
Yeah.
And the soldier factor as well. But also I had to be realistic and go, can you do this and do it justice? And if you can't, leave it. with respect, because there's Lyrica Rauch and there's a lot of amazing, obviously, poets and Afrikaans singers that I would love to do.
Of course, and all those.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I can't do it well, then let's leave it off the table. Till, I mean, you never know. This is the song that inspired the tour.
Yeah.
I've been washed out to sea, looking out for land.
Louise Carver is here by us, and man, we are so treated and privileged to have you in the studio yet again.
Thank you
so much. I love your shirt, by the way.
Oh, I love
South Africa.
Oh, let me show you properly. This I had made in 2008. So yes, last night when I was deciding what to make an effort and wear for your show.
For radio in the morning.
Well, we're going to have a picky afterwards.
Yes, absolutely.
And I found this T-shirt I kept from 2008. It's a little tighter, I'm not going to lie, but there's a stretch in the fabric.
Yeah.
So, and I got into it.
Yes.
So it's an I Heart SA T-shirt.
Lovely.
What I do have
shirt.
To say is, I don't know if it's, but you've always been like that type of positive person, but I don't know if it's the tour that's doing this to you, but like, you have this incredible positivity about the country and about our community, which is tangible.
Mm. Don't have much for politicians, but I do have for South African people and for our beautiful country.
It is. And I mean, you've traveled a lot, right?
You've
been overseas a lot. And I mean, I've said it many times. Every single time that I went over and I came back, I don't know what it is, but when that airplane started descending on O.R. Tambo and it set its feet down, I just... Like you said, home. Like, I just
Your heart just grows. It swells.
What
in
is
your
it?
Chest.
Yeah, that's the best description. Yeah. Like, it's just like, you just feel like, man.
My people. Phew.
Exactly.
Because you think you can fit in going to Canada or to Australia, but we don't. Mm. That's the thing about us. We really don't fit in anywhere else.
That's true.
We've been given too much freedom.
It's true.
I love that. We don't fit in anywhere. That's almost like that thing from, listen, I can't make new friends because my current friends know too much about me.
No.
Like, we're that.
No, it's true. That's really well said. I couldn't agree more with that.
Well, we really don't. Because if you go to Australia and then people are actually following the rules.
Yeah.
South Africans go, what? We can't jaywalk? And like...
Yeah.
And I remember my friend that emigrated came back about 2 years after she had emigrated quickly, tail between the legs. But she said her sliding door in her apartment made a little noise and she got about... 20 complaints from people in the building and quickly she had to fix the sliding door because everyone was very disgruntled. So we don't fit in.
Yeah.
We'd come around with some Q20 and fix the door
for
you.
So well said. Let's talk about the tour. Like, I know of one of my ultimate favorite artists that's with you on stage, the legendary Machine Ross.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Listen, when I
told Ruben this... In the first place, he was so disappointed that he couldn't make the show that time. And I was like, listen, can I make this worse for you? So Ross came on.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you've come a long way, the two of you. I mean, you've done a lot of stuff. Well, you've been friends
together.
For a while. Yeah.
We've been friends. Yeah. I have not that many friends in the industry because it's a very busy time. And often when we're at shows, there's quickly, okay, you go quickly on. And we go, oh, great set. And then we move on.
Mm.
But the two people that I have great friendships with is Ross, obviously. Mm. He lives around the corner. So that's nice. And then Art Matthews from Just Ginger.
Yeah.
Those are my two. And then obviously Sims from The Muffins. He played with me, so he has to like me.
Yeah.
So I said to the boys, this is my plan. This is what I'm going to do for the month of September. And do you want to come and join me for the media launch?
Wow.
And Ross said, yeah, absolutely. And then he said, if I'm free for any of the others, can I come as well? Because he had a good time. So now I feel like we should do that song.
Well.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well.
Now, you see, this is... Anyway, carry on. And I'm doing I'm on a short left.
Well, it's incredible. Who else is on the stage? Is this Ross?
Well, Ross joined me for the media launch.
Yeah, okay.
He's got a lot of shows with Prime Circle. He's a busy
great.
Boy.
Okay, yeah.
But so it's myself, Sims Kula on guitar and backing vocals. And then in the music industry, we've got legends that the public don't know, but I have got one of them, Kenny Williams on percussion.
Yeah.
And he is just a brilliant percussionist. who allows me to, he, you know, often with drummers and percussionists, they start to dominate, and he's just always holding back and watching me. So it's a trio on stage for the show, for Home to Alive.
Okay.
And we're just very excited to bring it to around the corner from
you.
Yep.
Yeah, can't wait.
Literally across the road. You are more than, you can jaywalk there if you want to.
I think let's do traffic, and then you can decide what other song you want to do for us that will be on the show.
Okay, now you've,
Yeah.
Spanners.
Yeah. All right, so but need you not. Let
Groot Breakfast with Ruben and Sharunika.
Okay. So, Louise Carver.
What will it be? Oh, no, Dead Space.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty like the sun, you burn me up, you burn me up. Oh, ashes I become, I'm all swept up. I'll ask a change now, change now, change now. Our lives could change. Ruby, you guys are the cutest. It's just so wonderful.
Told you, useless. Oh, we're absolutely useless.
No,
when you
I just
get here.
Love
we do
you
this
guys.
To ourselves.
No, you guys are the best.
Oh,
I feel
goodness.
Your love, and it helps my performance.
I just sent a clip to Ross, and he says, "There we go, fire!" Right.
Can I just say how WhatsApp like it's bombing out completely.
Yes,
we have people throwing in requests from everything from what you call your, and I have to say this is the only thing that I'm going to give a little bit of a clue because you have to go see the show, is what Louise calls her Doppendial song. That's the closest you get to Afrikaans in the show. So that was one of the requests.
Yeah. Wow, Louise, thank you so much for your time yet again.
Aww.
And for bedarfing us. That's treating us.
I know. I understand.
That's prating. I'm prating again.
Ja, praat die taal.
I'm prating.
Kijk, kan ons asjeblief Louise a hemp maak when she comes back, that says bedarfie.
Ja. Bedarfie. Ja. Ik gaan julle bedarf.
Ja.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you are incredible.
You.
And enjoy the rest of the tour.
Thank you. And if you'd like to join me, Ruben... you've been already, so I don't think you want to come again. But we'll sort out tickets as well for you. If you want to come again, you give me a little...
What type of question is that?
But I'm really looking forward to Atterbury Theatre. It's, you know, when you come to Pretoria, as originally a Cape Town girl, then a Josie girl, and when I come to Pretoria, I always say to people, wherever I am, Pretoria does things right. You are looked after.
Wow.
Everything's bigger. Everything's cleaner.
Really?
Wow.
And you are overfed as an artist, just so you know.
Wow.
Not all venues treat you the same. Always with respect, but I do a few venues in Pretoria, and always a week before, Louise, what would you like in your dressing room? What foods would you like? You can choose anything off the menu. And when I get there, it's there. My rooibos tea, my honey, all that stuff's there. And I tell you, it's not the same around the country.
Seriously?
I can tell you that for free.
Okay, I did not even know that. I thought it was like Louise Carver's coming, we better get our stuff right.
No, they take the time to ask, like, because you can't eat a heavy meal before you go on stage, so there's no pasta. So they ask, what would suit you to go? I love detailed people because it actually makes the whole thing come together well.
Yeah.
It's the small details that make that. Obviously the vision and great, but actually the tiny little details, and Pretoria is always on the small details.
Crazy.
Well, but even here, Groot FM, I love your bathrooms. Side note, I don't know. You've just taken
small things.
It's the small things. They're so beautiful. They always smell so nice. The tiles are gorgeous. It's just detail that you guys.
Salaris wat daar sit, man. My toilet.
Yeah, it was
fancy toilet.
Make sure I give it a good visit when I get. I'm not kidding.
So go check out Louise's social media pages for all the dates. You've got a bunch of dates around the country.
Yeah.
This is like a proper old school tour that you're doing around the country.
And I always say, never again. And then, you know, I go to Mozambique and relax, and then I go like, let's do a tour again.
So Home to Alive, ek beloof vir jou, jy moet dit sien. Honestly, this is something we need in our country right now. Thank you for doing it. So gaan check it out, Home to Alive, op Louise Kawa's socials. Gaan kry jou kaartjies, dit gaan incredible wees.
Ladies and gentlemen, Louise Carver, I'm going to let you know about those flights, okay?
Okay, please.
I'll let you know. That'll
you
be
got
fun.
My, well, just Instagram is me.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you can take my number. I
have your number. All right.
So I'll see you on the 8th.
Yeah.
This Friday.
Yes.
My goodness.
Can you believe it, eh?
Yeah.
In September.
I'm ready.
And Louise, you must my boodskap stuur op die 28ste September ek verjaar.
Oh, here it comes.
What's it's my mean? Birthday.
Oh.
Op die 28ste September.
That's my mom's birthday, I won't forget.
Jy moet onthou hoor.
There we go. Jy moet golf speel daai dag, jy mag nie verjaar nie.
Nee, maar gaan kyk as Louise my boodskap
28 years old, Ruben.
Sure. Hey, 28 years old. True that.
Oh, well, Louise is going to be back on Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Louise Carver.
Thank you so much.
Immunity. Die een wat jou geld spaar, want hy bevat omtrent als. Trotse Borg van die Groot Breakfast.